On Anzac Day, we often commemorate the men and women who went to war. But for you, you play a big role in reminding people of the role that the horses played in your participation in the Anzac Day March. Why is it important for you to do that?
I think looking back at the First World War, the earlier wars, and even into the Second World War, there were so many millions of animals used for all different sorts of purposes. I think it's a little bit of a sad story, the First World War, looking back on that. It just touches me a little bit. I think it touches a lot of other people too. It's something that some people don't really realise, because every animal that left Australia for the war, and most other countries that left on ships, they weren't coming home.
What is your role in the Anzac Day parade? What will you be doing?
Well, we've been pushed up toward the World War One banners, or marching behind those, because there's nothing much left. This year again, with our World War One field ambulance wagon, horse-drawn wagon, we're also remembering so-called walkover at the Somme. The British allowed 10% for casualties, but it didn't really work out like that. The British lost 59,000 soldiers in 17 hours. Australia lost nearly 5,500, and there were approximately 1 million horses as casualties, and a lot of them were gas victims.
How many horses will you be taking down to the parade?
Well, this year we'll be taking two. We'll be driving them under saddle in the ambulance wagon, and we're bringing another horse that we've got going, and my son will be leading her in front of the ambulance horses, and it's in remembrance of the 1 million horses that were fell as casualties in the Somme, and they'll be represented. My son will be representing in his First World War uniform and fully kitted out with webbing and gas mask and all equipment, and the horse will be carrying a gas mask and harness.
What does Anzac Day mean to you, Bernie?
I feel the most of it when I'm in there, when the march starts on, because it doesn't really hit you until you get there with the horses under you and the bands playing and looking up to the shrine. It's something it's a bit of a hard one to explain. It's something that's inside you that makes you want to go.